Well, the grain markets are starting to change their focus. Most of it is starting to come away from South America as harvest is almost wrapping up as far as soybeans are concerned in Brazil. We've already seen the safrinha corn crop. The second corn crop is seeing a pretty good advancement in harvest as well. But right now, the market is starting to focus more on U.S. crops and also on demand. At this point, we are looking at trouble with planting across the U.S. Hints of the weather forecast for April and into May are calling for cool, wet conditions for the northern plains to continue, and they're looking for wet conditions, warm and wet conditions for the Corn Belt. This has slowed down corn planting, and that's helped to push corn market up a little bit as we're a little bit concerned about being able to get the acres planted in a timely fashion. Wheat is seeing the same support, especially for the northern plains, as weather is kind of taking the driver in that market. We're also seeing the wet or the dry, hot conditions down in the southern plains to help drive the market as winter wheat conditions continue to decline. So we're seeing a double-edged sword and kind of the opposites as far as wheat is concerned between the spring wheat and the winter wheat, but both impacting the market and giving the market some strength. In May, we're going to see USDA come out with their crop production supply and demand estimates, and this will be their first look at the 2026 numbers. And it's going to be interesting to see if USDA continues to hold demand strong or if we start seeing a little bit of trimming on the demand. Also, it'll be interesting to see where they put the yield, especially with some of the early troubles we're starting to see in the growing season. Right now, most of the focus is starting to turn towards fundamentals as far as the U.S. market is concerned and a little bit farther away from the South America crop.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.